found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the living waters flow. I found the joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found the lover of my soul. I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow.
From knowing Jesus,
Jesus. that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found a lover of my soul. I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow.
Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, get your mind on him, saints. God walked in your room. What would you do today? He's here. He's here. Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Let's get our mind on the Lord today. He wants to visit with you today. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lamb of God, I'm the lover of my soul. I found the peace that passes all understanding.
I found a river
where the healing waters flow. I found the joy, hallelujah, only comes from knowing Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
I found the lover of my soul.
I found the peace. comes from knowing Jesus. I found the lover of my soul.
Oh, yes, I found peace that
understanding.
Oh, I found a river where the living waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found the lover of my soul.
Oh, yes, I found a peace that passeth understanding. I found a river where the living waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found a lover of my soul.
Oh, yes, I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the living.
Understanding.
I found a river where the living waters flow.
I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In His presence, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, Lord, fellowship divine. presence of the Lord. Oh, there's fullness of joy. Oh, in His presence. Oh, yes, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand. Oh, yes, there are pleasures forever.
Oh, divine! Oh,
amongst my fellow brothers and sisters this morning, the Church of the Most High God. And had a good camp meeting we just come from. It's over today. That's where Sister Lynette and the kids are. And I woke up this morning laying in bed, and I was thinking about I had a thought coming to me, and how important these the meetings are. I don't go as often as I should, and I was thinking about the children of Israel in the wilderness, and they ate manna every day. But I had a picture in my mind of, you know, Brother Joseph and his wife coming back from dinner over at Ezekiel and his wife's place, and him telling his wife, you know, that was really good manna tonight. He said, why don't you fix manna like that? You know, I don't know what she did, but you find out. You know, and then the next couple days later, he's talking to her. You know, they're sitting there making something. She says, you know, what is it you put in that manna the other night? Because, you know, Joseph, he really liked that. And I said, he wants me to make that. He put some special ingredients in that manna. And I felt that way. I went to this meeting. You know, we're getting the good word of God here. We're getting heavenly food. But sometimes somebody can make a manna casserole or a baked souffle, manna souffle, yeah. Has a little bit different taste to it. Yeah, I was I noticed that people here, they'll come by and they'll say, boy, Brother Smith, you know, he did so good. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about Brother Dad. And I thought, well, I've heard that before, you know. But, you know, it's, you know, my wife has certain things she cooks. She's got certain deals that she makes, you know, they're just her special dishes. You know, she's got a meatball, I don't remember what it's called. It's got meatballs and peas and carrots, and there's a certain way she makes it. It has a certain tasty flavor, and I like it. Brother Al has a way of cooking chicken, fried chicken. He can make fried chicken just a certain way. It's only Al's fried chicken. You can't get it no other way than his chicken. And it's still chicken, but he's got his way of cooking chicken. This blessed message that we have. Where's Brother Phil Fisher? Is he here? I seen him. Anyway, I got inspired about a play about that. Anyway, maybe he can write it. I'm not a writer. Now there he is. Anyway, I can just picture, you know, it's manna casserole, manna souffle, baked manna, fried manna, manna au gratin, you know, grilled manna. We got manna. And sometimes you gotta spice it up a little bit. I just can't imagine, though, you know, would to God they'd say, some of them would get to murmur and complain, they got sick of manna. Would to God we was back in Egypt, they'd say. Or they could eat the leeks and the onions. I mean, I like a little onions now and then. But, you know, I couldn't make a meal out of onions and garlic. You know, those, and you know what? Those things are things that grow down in the earth. They are. You got to dig them up to get them out and eat them. But manna come from the opposite place. It come fall out of heaven. I just can't imagine wanting to go back to leeks and onions and garlic. But after having fresh baked manna, it was fresh every day. Every day it was fresh. Falling from the sky. And I went to this meeting and I thought, there was ingredients here. That's why it's important to go to meetings. You get a smorgasbord of manna at a meeting. You really do. And I also got to thinking, hey, we got to get we got to get prepared, all of us brothers, and you people here in the church. You know, I imagine, can you imagine if they had internet back then, you know, and Facebook, they would be sending manna recipes across the Facebook, you know. You know, and the number one Google hit would be manna recipe. You know. But you right here, you can prepare something for the congregation to feed us. Something a little different. You'll prepare it a little different. You'll add your own special ingredient to it. And if we could get it, and we'll walk away and say, man, that was good. I don't know what they added onto that, but it was different, and it was good, and I liked it. Each person in here, each one of you ministers, got me inspired to think, I've got to get busy. I've got to get busy and dig down in my recipe book, which is the Word of God, and start digging in there and searching and see if God can give me something to add to the pot. There's nobody here that's exempt. Even the littlest ones here that has some understanding and that what God has dealt with them, something fresh that they've gave to God has given to them, can feed our soul. Hallelujah. And it'll taste good. It's one of the things. I've got a friend of mine. He used to work for me. He was so set in his ways. He worked for me for over 5 years. And every day, he ate the same thing for breakfast. He got up in the morning, and he drove to Hardee's. At least 5 days a week during the weekday. He drove to Hardee's, and he got himself a Monster Croissant breakfast sandwich and a cup of orange high C, or orange juice. That's what it was. Every day. I didn't have to ask him, what'd you have for breakfast? Sometimes I did it joking. What'd you have for breakfast? Let me guess. A Monster Croissant sandwich and orange juice. And he just laughed. Every day he wore the same outfit to work. Not the same clothes. He wears blue jeans and a white Carhartt t-shirt. Sometimes I'd call him, hey, what are you wearing? Let me guess. Wearing blue jeans and white. And he'd just start laughing. A white Carhartt t-shirt. I call him every once in a while. So what are you wearing? And sometimes they'll say, "Bet you're not." One day I walked into work and he goes, "You didn't say a word." He was wearing like a blue shirt. I said, "I didn't even think about it." But he got so in a routine. How boring would that be to have to eat the same thing every day and dress the same way every day? Now, some of you people go to work and have a uniform where you go to work in a factory or whatever, and you have to wear a certain thing. But, yeah, you wear one that says Benny, Keith, and Keith on it, right? But you're not all, you don't have the liberty there to do that. But when you come home, when you go out during the weekend, you wear something different. Variety. God likes variety. We like variety. I love it. Don't you just like it when you go somewhere and you try new things? It's like Brother Brett was telling me and his boss the other day, we went and ate sushi. And if y'all probably just thinking, oh my gosh, how could you eat that stuff? And that's what we used to say. And Brett goes, I'm not going to make fun of anybody anymore. That's what he told me. So I'm not going to make fun of anybody. So I used to make fun of golf until I played golf. I used to, what was the other thing you said? Huh? Duck hunting. So I used to make fun of people who ate sushi. And now we're kind of redneck still. We get a hankering for some sushi. It's not till you got to try it. I mean, it's like, man, this stuff's addictive. You know, we'd be driving down the road. Huh? Can we take Al and Jerry? Because we're going to redneckify it. they'll be looking for a hook to put that stuff on and take to pack up and put in their tackle box. But, you know, and I was sitting there telling Mom, I was teasing Brother Jerry. I said, I want to take you. I said, that'd be so funny. I would take Brother Jerry to eat sushi. I think it'd be hilarious. And Mom goes, I don't see nothing funny about it. And Brother Doug's sitting there. He's on morphine, laying in the hospital, and hears me. He starts laughing. And he's in pain. I said, he gets it. He understands why it would be funny. But you know, I like variety. I try. My mom and dad, when I was a little boy, they made me try everything. They didn't load my plate with things that I said I didn't want, but they at least made me take a bite of it. I don't know. That did something for me. Growing up, though, after I got older, I started liking things I didn't like, and I was willing to try things I'd never tried before. And sometimes that's to a fault, but at least my mom, I've learned, even in the spiritual, as well as in the natural, I've had an open mind to things. In the spiritual, I've had an open mind to things. I don't shut people off when they start talking. What are they saying? Is this something that's good? Is this something that's good for you? You can get in a habit of eating things that are bad for you. And you won't give it up no matter how much it's killing you. I had a bout with my shoulders. Y'all see me up here stretching my neck and popping. And I haven't quite got over that yet. But my shoulders were so tight in knots that I could not. I was in pain every day, all day long. Yeah, neck and shoulder pain. And I got to where I was getting the jitters inside. Well, when I had that kidney stone, I was drinking a lot of coffee and things with caffeine in it. I had to quit. I knew I needed to quit drinking caffeine during this time I had this kidney stone. I knew I had to, you know, it would be foolish for me to drink any coffee or anything like that. We were going through that. And I noticed after I got through it that I was a little less tense and everything. So I thought, you know, I bet it's caffeine. I bet it's caffeine that's doing this to me. So I thought, I'm going to quit. So I quit. I quit drinking coffee. Within a week, the intense tension in my shoulders and neck went away. Within 2 weeks, the jitters inside quit. Well, I'm not really tempted to drink caffeinated drinks right now. Brother Goss has me. He's got me drinking this super duper tea, non-decaffeinated tea. It's really delicious. But I drink water. Or something that doesn't have caffeine. Why do I do it? Because I do not want to go through the experiences that I had before I gave it up. You know, it takes, sometimes it takes you feeling a little bit better to realize how bad you really feel. And spiritually, you can be doing something in your life that is holding you back and harming you spiritually. And you may not know, even understand why you're in the funk or in the ditch. And sometimes you have to go through something to break you away from it, to open your eyes a little bit, say, you know what, I hadn't had that, and I've gotten a little better. That problem hasn't bothered me. I better abstain from it. There's some people, they could be sick, they could be unhealthy, and you try to get them, say, look, if you'll do these things, you'll feel better, naturally. Well, I'd rather die than give that up. I've had people actually tell me that. I'd rather just put me out of my misery if I've got to give up these things. I don't want to feel better. I'd rather do this other thing that makes me feel bad all the time. Makes no sense, but it makes sense to them, I guess. But spiritually, the same thing. I am depressed, and I don't want to feel better. I've got a bad spirit, and I don't want to get rid of my bad spirit. I want to hang on. Because why? Because I'm in control of my bad spirit. That's what you think. The bad spirit's got control of you. You can't. And you get in a place, you can't help it. You lash out at people. You yell at you. You withdraw. You won't blend your spirit anymore. It's consumed and got control of you because you're given over to an idea or a concept and a belief that is wrong and is bad for your spiritual life. But thank God, you can be delivered from that. We have healthy food available, fresh, organic, no chemicals. No hormone-enlaced food. No preservatives. That's right. Fresh from heaven. We've got a gourmet chef and a staff of chefs up here willing to make you what you need. Fresh water. You know one of the best things for you is fresh water. If you could just drink a lot of water, it'll help you. The Spirit of God can make a difference. Sometimes you have to abstain from food altogether and just drink water a little bit to get you over. And you start feeling better. You say, you know, I'm hungry. You know what sounds good? A nice plate of steamed vegetables and baked chicken. Or some maybe some, just some chicken noodle soup sometimes helps somebody get over things. A little broth. Something just, prepare me something fresh. Well, don't hold on to what's holding you back. Let it go. It's not good for you. You'll find out you'll feel a lot better if you just let it go. And you'll say, why didn't I give that up a long time ago? Why didn't I start eating healthier a long time ago? Boy, I feel good. You know, I kicked myself. I went on a special diet one time, and I ate healthy foods. I slept better. I had less anxiety. I felt good. My motor ran all day long. I was less tired. And for some reason, I slowly waned from it till I was right back in the hog slop. And I felt horrible all the time. You know, for some reason, I couldn't get out of that habit. Spiritually, it's the same way. You just slowly started, oh, this just having this every once in a while won't hurt you. And then the next thing you know, it becomes a daily routine. Give them to Jesus. Cast all your cares upon Him. Hallelujah. Well, it's just some thoughts. I was laying in bed this morning thinking about that before I got ready for church. And I wanted to take us to prayer today and pray for our needs that we have here. Brother York is he still in the hospital? Did he go home today? Or they get his fever broke? Low grade fever? Mm-hmm.
Some of us are going over tomorrow to help Yvonne. If anybody wants to talk to me afterwards, want to go there and help her kind of get things situated before he comes home, just get with me. And Sister Oates is going tomorrow evening to do some things over there.
Okay.
So, anyway, thank you.
All right. We'll pray for the babies. They got one still considered a preemie, and they got to keep her a little longer. Probably a week. The other one had a little fluid on. Did they get that cleared up? The bigger one's doing bigger, better. Isabel and Elizabeth Durham. I got two of them. And they're just, we're happy, glad to have the Durhams here today. And they're happy to be here, I'm sure. And Sister Fisher. the Lord was a family.
Also, there was a car load of people from the one of the Haitian churches in Orlando that was traveling to Jacksonville for the Dallas church for church last night. They had a wreck and it killed one of the children, and there's another one in critical condition and several in three different hospitals. So let's pray for them. Also, remember our trip to the Dominican Republic. The Boyds and the Stewarts are going with us, so pray for our trip.
Also, pray for our churches in the Philippines. A lot of them are, I think some have lost their homes or been flooded out. I know Brother Holly's home was flooded there. And the tsunami, two typhoons back to back. And I read on one report that at one time 80% of Manila was covered with water at one point. I mean, it wasn't completely covered, but water was flooded. And that's a major, major city. There's millions of people that live there, I believe, in Manila, Philippines. And so they need our prayers. Yes. Unspoken request for Brother Goss, the fisher.
Well, good to have Brother Goss.
Oh, yeah. Brother Wallace family, can't make it this morning. Pray for them, Sister Ratliff. About the Sister Ratliff's family, let's pray for them. Sister Abraham. Okay, let's keep praying for Sister Brittany. Y'all get the an oncology report on that next week or Wednesday, and we want it to all come out good. So let's keep praying for Sister Brittany. Okay, let's stand and protect these needs of the Lord. And with the ushers come forth to receive the offering as well.
Praise God.
Dear Lord, dear Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Lord, you're a merciful God. We have so many needs. Every unspoken request, every family request, Lord, every sickness, every natural disaster, Lord. You know you've got your hand on your people, oh God, covering them and guiding their life and protecting them, oh God. Oh, comfort the hearts. And the ones that lost their lives, the De La Rosa family that lost their young man in that family. Oh, God, give them comfort in their heart. Let their hearts be turned to you in this time of tragedy. Oh, God, we just call on you, Lord, the lover of our soul, our Savior, our Lord, hallelujah, our Master. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God in heaven, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory. Good to be here. I feel very comfortable to be here. I feel that I'm among my brothers and sisters and those that really love the Lord. Striving for something special. Hallelujah. I might add that I'm glad to be in the body. Because of there's many earmarks why you know you're in the body. Brother Smith says, leans over and says, "Brother Goss, you feel like saying something?" Well, yeah, I do. I don't know how much, but that's the way we are in the body. We just don't know how much. We don't know what God is going to do. We rely on the Spirit. We want to know what the Spirit is saying. And so that's one of the earmarks of the body. And so Brother Smith's is, what does it say? Keep your foot when you go into the house of the Lord. That's, he says, I prefer my brother. Well, I believe that we saw that kind of thing down at the campground where they were keeping their foot. And that's something to be really thankful for. There's men there that could comment on what was said, and as these brothers got up to speak, they could say something. They would like to even ask a question, and, you know, but they were willing to keep their foot. It's better to keep silent. And they felt that the Spirit would have them keep silent. Just let certain brothers say certain things. And that's a great place in God where you can be. Because they have a gift. They have a gift to teach. They have a gift to be able to ask certain questions. But you know, they're willing to be led by the Spirit and to keep their foot. That's not so. You can go to certain places and they just have a gift to teach. They have a gift to preach. And brother, they're getting up regardless. In fact, they even go further than that. They'll they'll come in and you're appointed to speak only for a half an hour. And you're appointed to speak for an hour or whatever it may be. Praise God. In the body of Christ, we just hold back. We would just want to be led by the Spirit. We want to know what the Spirit is doing. It's the Spirit that's going to do all this. It's the Spirit that's going to give us the recipe. It's the Spirit that's going to give us the food. Glory to God. I enjoyed this song that you were singing. I don't think I heard that before. It was, and at the end it was... the lover of my soul. How did that go? I have a peace that passes all understanding. The river where the healing waters flow. I have a joy that only comes from Jesus. Oh, from knowing Jesus, right. He's the lover of my soul. As I was singing that, and I felt that we were in that river. The river of life, the Spirit of God was moving, and that's what God is pleased with, when he can get a people that he can deal with in such a way where the Spirit of God can move and say, Lord, I want my Jesus more than anything. I believe that's where Paul was, that I may gain him. The lover of my soul. I want him, Lord. And a people where the Spirit of God was moving in such a place, such a level where you want Jesus more than anything. You're getting prepared to have this done. You're having to go through some things, and this is part of it, where you can feel the Lord. Yes, Lord, I want you. I want to be married to Jesus. He's the lover of my soul. That's what God is working on right now. A bride for Jesus Christ. I remember when my wife and I, we were married, and there were certain people that would discuss certain things, and they would say, well, if my children was drowning, and my wife was drowning, and I could save anyone, I would save my children. They didn't come before my wife. We are one. We really love one another. And I believe I would save my wife first. And that's the way. And I believe that's, you're special. You are really going to be married to Christ. You're under some kind of teaching where Brother McGowan, Sister McGowan, we were talking about the bride this morning. And I was saying, I remember when I was down in Haiti, and I was talking to one of the great brothers there, and he was saying that just moving out a live soul, if you don't believe in that now, that just takes some hope away. Well, actually, I said to him at that time, I says, really? I says, it gives me greater hope the way I believe now. The reason is, I believe I've got a chance. I came in believing that there was only a certain number. There is a certain number, but the number was so small, I wasn't sure whether I could make it or not. And there wasn't much hope. But praise God, because of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Because of the resurrection of the just and the unjust gave me a great hope that I could be the, Jesus could be the lover of my soul and I could marry him. Could I have a drink, brother? I'm right in line with Brother Michael on that. He says, water is good for you. So, just wanted to share a few things, if the Lord will help me. It's one thing we have a revelation of. That just sitting in your seat, just by being here, no doubt you are a blessing to what God is doing right now. God was able to bring you here by His Spirit. And then, of course, if the Lord was able to use you and you were able to cook up something and the Lord dealt with you, then you would just put it on the table and we could all eat and drink of it. And that's how, you know, that's how Jesus was saying, this manna that's coming down from heaven. I believe that we have a heavenly manna here this morning to eat and drink of the things of God. So, I believe that I appreciate how the Spirit of God moves in the body of Christ in a special way. You can have someone that you know is not that versed on the subject, but yet God is dealing with them, then they will get up and they will share something. And these men, like I said, they would keep their foot, knowing that they could get up and maybe deal with that subject even better. But knowing that when God deals with a person and they're speaking on that subject, God brings life to that subject, even though they may not know as much about it as someone else. And I saw that down in the campground. And I saw how they... what love they had, how they expounded on that subject that this man spoke about. And I appreciate how God moved in on the campground, how Brother Dave got up and his main thought was, we come here to edify the body of Christ, to edify our brother. I thought of this scripture in 1 Corinthians 8, it says, charity edifieth. Thank you. We've heard a lot about charity in the body. And we know that if you have charity, you will edify. I suppose that's what it's saying. Charity edifies. So if God is able to develop charity within your life, within your walk with God, you will edify. Charity edifies. That's over there in Ephesians 4, is it? Where it says, he gave a fivefold ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Thank God for a fivefold ministry where we can edify the body of Christ. I might say that as this man got up, and he hasn't been in the body very long, but he spoke about a love slave over there in Exodus 21. He spoke about he spoke about that love slave. Then and he did well. God really used him, even though, and we know that God really used him, because certain brethren alluded to this while they were speaking. Brother Wilkerson got up and expounded on a love slave, and did a very wonderful job. And we appreciated what he had said. Now, hold on. Praise God. Praise God. Brothers, is this quote all over? During that time also grace was mentioned as well. And I'd like to maybe touch a little on grace, if you would. And then I'll let your great teacher take over. But if the Lord will permit all this. But grace is a real mystery, I feel. The grace of God. I know that glory to God. I'm just gonna back off for a moment. Okay, Brother Smith? I just felt I had something to say. I'm not sure. And never ever done this before. It's never. But I feel that maybe I should just back off for a moment. And we'll see where the Lord takes it from there. I